The Indians have these pink ones, and some of them are poisonous and some of them are not. Uh-huh. And then they have some smaller button type that grow in damp, shady of course, the forests there during the rainy season, you know, they're all damp and cool. Mm-hmm. And mushrooms grow better in that kind of a environment, I guess you'd call it.
Mm-hmm.
And they, in among some of the cultivated ones, they'll very often get one that's no good and they'll pitch it out. Well, what'd you throw that in? I know that one's no good. And you can't, just to the naked eye, you couldn't tell it unless you knew what you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a place, I don't know whether it's in Texas or I think it's in Iowa, where once a year they have a mushroom hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of that place?
Okay.
And everybody goes out in the woods and they pick these mushrooms. And even the little children know which ones are the good ones and which ones are the bad ones. There has been recently, I'll say in the last year, I noticed they recalled a certain brand of mushrooms that are canned. And I like them in mushrooms and steaks and gravy and things like that. But since I got a hold of this theory, I'm afraid to try them now. They are very poisonous.
Mm-hmm.
If you get the wrong one, you'd be pretty sick, or it may even kill you.
Mm-hmm. Something that people smoke made out of tobacco would be...
Made out of tobacco?
Yeah, well, with the
tobacco. Is that the Dutchman?
Huh?
Is that the Dutchman? Something made out of tobacco?
Yeah, some people smoke pipes.
Like a pipe?
Uh-huh.
Pipe tobacco?
And what else?
Snuff?
What's something that they smoke?
Well, like opium?
No. Something that you get in a package. You can get it from a vending machine for about 60 cents.
Cigarettes?
Okay. What about the big brown, longer ones?
Well, those are king size, I think.
Well, not cigarettes, but
cigars?
Okay. And say if someone asks you if you're able to do something, you say, sure, I
can or I will.
Okay. And if they ask you, will you do it, you might say, no, I
can't.
Or if you just refuse to, you say, no,
I don't want to.
Okay. They say, will you? And you say, no, I.
No, thank you.
I
won't do it.
Okay. And you say, say there was an accident up the road, you say, there wasn't any need to call the doctors because when we got there, the people were quite dead. Or
stone dead.
Okay. Do you ever say they were done dead?
No.
Would you say already dead? Or?
No, they were dead.
Uh-huh. Do you ever
it was
that?
Already too late. It was too late. They were already dead.
Mm-hmm.
It that way.
And you tell someone, say if a child got a whipping, you say, I bet he did something he
shouldn't have done, or something wrong.
Uh-huh. Or another way of saying that.
Got into some mischief.
Mm-hmm. Well, using the expression ought to, you say, I bet he did something he
shouldn't have done, ought not have done.
Okay. And say someone asks you if you'll be able to help them do some work next week, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but I might.
I might, if I can.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say
possible.
I might could help you?
No.
Does that sound funny?
Yes, yeah.